540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Below zero wind chills are here, and local warming centers in Milwaukee are extending hours to help get people out of the weather. The Marsha P. Coggs building on West Valete is open 24 hours during extreme weather. Most others in the county are open from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Guest House and Milwaukee Rescue Mission serve men only, while Joy House serves women and families. Repairs of the Breach and Unity Lutheran Church are open to single adults. You can call 211 to find a warming center near you. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. ICE has confirmed that they are relocating their main Milwaukee office from downtown to a new northwest side spot at Lake Park Drive. However, it does appear that the Immigration Authority will stick around in another part of the downtown area. The new Lake Park Drive facility will process immigrants but won't hold detainees overnight. Renovations at that site include adding an 8-foot security fence with privacy slats. The move will free up the downtown building for redevelopment by MSOE. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports that 3 months ago, ICE was seeking out just over 18,000 square feet of furnished office space in Milwaukee, with no location or details about that usage released as of yet. Details about when ICE plans to move aren't yet known. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Port Washington's mayor is calling for calm, while some residents are calling for a recall. A city meeting boiled over with protests and arrests this week. The agenda for the meeting Tuesday night didn't list talk about the controversial $15 billion data center project. However, community members showed up and wanted to talk about it. Video from the meeting this week shows a speaker ignoring time limits and briefly chanting about recalls. That prompted police to issue disorderly conduct tickets. Opponents say they worry about massive energy needs, water use, and environmental harm. Coordinated anti-data center rallies were held this week across the state, including in Milwaukee, Janesville, Kenosha, and Madison. Leaders from Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee will meet tomorrow to start planning for possible passenger rail service in southeastern Wisconsin. They decided to call the new fact-finding group the Milwaukee Area Racine-Kenosha Passenger Rail Commission, shortening it to MARC. The first meeting will be at 10 tomorrow at Racine City Hall. The group will focus on organizing and exploring how train service could connect the three cities. Officials say this step is only for the early planning. The city of Racine got a $5 million grant to fund the effort. The rail line used would be closer to where a majority of people live and could connect to Kenosha's Metro Station, which runs daily trains to Chicago. Milwaukee travelers without a real ID will have to pay a $45 fee to go through TSA checkpoints starting next year. The TSA announced this week the new fee will go into effect February 1st. An $18 fee had been originally proposed last month. To pay the fee, travelers need to visit the TSA.gov website to verify their identity before they head to the airport. They will then receive an email confirmation to present at the TSA checkpoint. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night at Fiserv Forum, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison. Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers, Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's a little chilly out there this morning, but we'll warm back into the teens here today. Mostly sunny with a high of 15 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 27 with a little light snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 3 above.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.